the girl looked really nice and her hair looked really pretty. And someone's like, oh, you look nice. And she's like, thanks. I showered. And, the whole comment on it is like, why do I say that? Why would I say that? And I've definitely caught myself saying that so many times to people. I think it's one kind of like a awkward, like, ha, no, you look so great. Ha, not knowing how to accept a compliment.
Thanks, it has pockets.
Exactly, like throwing out random details. And then also just trying to, like, yeah, insert some humor in it. And yeah, it's my life is so crazy. I barely have time to shower, but like, that's not true. Like, I do have time to shower. I just like don't really want to do my hair every single day.
Yeah, but the
I want to just get better at saying thank you
yeah.
is the first part of this. Thank you. And like, that is it.
Yeah. And then the second part being like, that's not self-care.
Yes.
That's a basic human need.
Yes. Because we talk about like going to the grocery store by ourselves, which I mean, debatable, going to the bathroom by yourself, showering by yourself. We sometimes do talk about these things in the mom community, like, oh, like the amazing self-care that I did today. I pooped by myself. And it's like, no, that's a human right. I mean, I'm happy for you, but
Or like time by myself in the car in the Target parking lot. That makes me cringe.
No.
I'm like, if you're gonna get time by yourself in the car, at least go to somewhere where you can look out at like some kind of nature. Like,
Yeah,
don't be in
yeah.
a parking lot.
Well, when you're so tired, it's hard to think of fun things to do.
Yeah.
So I mean, obviously this is like when you've got babies coming out of your ears, life is just much crazier, and I get that. And I've been there, and it is important to have like a good attitude and be grateful. Like, oh, I got to shower by myself today. And yes, have a good attitude. Don't be like, meh, meh, meh. Be grateful, and that's good. But also, once you're like kind of out of that chaotic stage, let's bump the self-care up, standard up a little bit more. Because it will make everyone's life better. It'll make you a better friend, a better mom, a better wife. But it is hard. I know, like, not everyone, has the resources to do that. Like, a lot of people like you and I don't have family living nearby. I know quite a few people who have a grandma or grandpa nearby and they can help. And, I think you and I have had to work really hard to be super creative in how we make sure that we get that time.
Yeah, I definitely sympathize with the sentiment of the joke and the self-care. And I think when I had Evangeline and I was still working, I think I posted something like that on Facebook because I thought it was funny of like the time alone, the only time alone I get is in the bathroom, and even that's not alone or something like that. I thought it was funny, but I also was like trying to get my students to understand a little bit more. How crazy my life felt. And it was like a very immature way of doing that.
Did Facebook remind you that you said that?
No, I reminded myself.
Okay, because Facebook is such a jerk. They remind you of everything you said. And I'll be like, I said that 12 years ago. It doesn't count. What an idiot. Me. I hate, like, Facebook 12 years ago was used for something different. No one knew what it was for. The statuses that I have posted make me want to just light my computer on fire. I'm like, I hate myself looking at this right now. This is so annoying. Can you just go away? So dumb. And like the spiritual thoughts that I have, I'd put like a sentence up and I'm just like, ew, how did not like everyone unfriend me? Like, what an annoying person.
They could probably still poke you back then.
Oh gosh, yeah, the poking was a thing.
But yeah, I was reflecting. I was like, now, I don't know. I was like, maybe not everyone is like this, but I need so much, like, so much time, so much alone time, so much exercise, so much like space to function well. And I guess I'm in a season now where I get that a little bit more regularly. And when I do, it's like, ah, such a gift. And like, this is so needed. And like, this is how everything is holding together these mornings where I'm like just with John and John is napping for a big part of that. And like, how glorious this is.
Have you heard that joke? I just need 8 hours in the morning by myself and then I'm good to go.
Yeah. Yeah. That's me. But I remember in seasons where I haven't had that, those mornings to count on, needing the weekend, like hitting Saturday morning and being like, I need time Saturday morning to leave the house, mm-hmm. get out, read a book that's like purely either for pleasure or like some, you know, something intellectual, mm-hmm. being in nature, getting out for a run. Like I just have all these different categories of things I need to hit to then feel like a full human being again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. man. Showering is really nice, but it's not just showering.
Yeah. And that just makes me think back to the Minimalist Moms episode on the power of fun. And that's been a really cool thing for you and I to talk about and think about the last few months.
True fun versus fake fun.
Mm-hmm. I love it. All right. Sounds good.